If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
All right, it's time for Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Steve, hello. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Now, you know, this is the time of year that after we've done all of our holiday shopping, I think I still have things arriving tomorrow, arriving late on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You got to watch out for some of these scams when you were buying things, when you're returning them now. But right now, this is something that's really interesting that you sent over about this new scam of draining gift cards before they're even sold.
Yeah, Dave, we're seeing an increase in the Better Business Bureau, not only locally, but across the country as well, where the criminals, these scammers, go into the stores, take the cards, compromise them, take the code off of them, and then put them back on the shelves. So when you purchase them, they drain the accounts or drain the gift cards right away. So we're asking consumers to like gift cards. Use them as fast as possible and to see if they have been compromised, you know, before looking at the code. And if you're buying some this week still, because people are still buying them, always make sure that code is intact and nothing looks like it's been compromised at all.
Yeah, there was a case in St. Charles this fall that happened with somebody at a Meijer store, right?
Right, they at the Meijer store, basically, that they caught the criminal, though. Fortunately, he was changing the cards and putting cards back on when they caught him, and they caught other cards in his car and stuff like that. So it's important. It's happening locally. It's happening all across the country as well, and people don't think about that. And use them like gift cards, because especially if the retailer goes out of business or goes file bankruptcy, you know, they may not be good. So instead of putting them in a drawer, Dave, make sure you use them as soon as possible.
No question, especially with the announcements in the last week or two so far, talking about, number one, like Party City's going away, Big Lots is going away, Container Store filed for Chapter 11, not to mention all the other stores that have announced store closures. I mean, it's a tough time in retail right now. And yeah, really, using those gift cards as soon as possible is critical if they're worth anything at that point.
Exactly. The store will decide to get through the bankruptcy court whether they'll honor them or not when they file a bankruptcy. So every case is different. So you want to just use them as fast as possible and make sure that you follow their procedures and policies because they don't expire anymore like they used to. But, you know, we've seen a lot of retailers are filing bankruptcy or have gone out of business and the cards are basically worthless.
Yeah, absolutely. Other scams you note here is, you know, there's a lot of year-end donations happening right now, and that is a perfect opportunity to have scammers taking advantage of that, right?
Yeah, there are people always, scammers around there at the end of the year, people always want to donate to the favorite charities and get that last-minute tax deduction as well. But the scammers have now tried, when they steal credit card information, instead of going to gas stations like they used to in the past to see if the card works, they put it through a charity to see if it works. And so if you look at your credit card statement, you see small charity things that could be a sign that your card has been compromised in some way or identity, you know, trying to steal your identity as well. So instead of testing at gas stations, they're testing on charity websites because they think they can get away with it more. You wouldn't pay attention to that as much as you would a gas station charge. So if you see that charge on there, please make sure you contact your credit card company immediately.
Or the bank, for sure. This holiday season, shoppers are expected to spend a total of $979 billion on gifts, but that, you know, there's a lot that are going to go back to the stores. Returns are said to be 17 to 20% higher on average. I was just telling Dave Schwann that along the season, when I got something and I knew I didn't want it or duplicates came, I took it immediately back to the stores because everybody's return policies are very different.
They are very different, Dave, and people think that, you know, it's automatic right to return things. It's a privilege, not a right. Each client or customer retail store will set their own policy ahead of time, but you have to ask that question when you're purchasing it. So if you give somebody gift that's no all sales final, they try to return it, they're not going to get their money back. And we've seen over the years a lot of companies have been more stringent on the return policies, and they make it shorter window or in-store credit only when people want a refund. So it's important to take them back as soon as possible because some have time limits as well, Dave, and some have, you know, nice, generous ones as well. So each company is different. So you make sure that you, you know, check out that company itself and what their return policy. And sometimes if it's electronics, they may have a restocking fee. A lot of consumers aren't aware of that. And they end up, you know, giving a lot more money back when they want to return the item.
Just some of the highlights, Amazon, you really do have to look at when you bought the gift. And almost every purchase is different. Best Buy extended its holiday return window to January 14th. Holiday decor must return within 15 days of purchase. So if you just put something up for the holidays, got to get it back there right away. Macy's return window is January 31st. Target in general is 90 days, but stuff within the holidays, especially electronics, are 30. And then Walmart extended its window to January 31st, according to its website as well. And the last thing I want to talk about, too, is protecting yourself from AI scams, throughout the year, quite frankly, and phishing as well.
Yeah, we're seeing that increasing as well. The FBI just issued a public service announcement earlier this month as well. Unfortunately, the scammers are using AI to their advantage, just like any new technology, and it seems to be increasing. And two of the areas we're seeing, one is on phishing emails, phishing attacks. And they're not only going after businesses, but they're going after consumers as well. So they're hitting them both, and it's really hard to determine, you know, if that's a legitimate link or not by just looking at it, because they're so creative with AI. They create these fake websites and things of that nature. So the tip on that is, if somebody sends you a link they want you to click on, you didn't expect it or don't know what you're doing, don't click on that link. You know, go to that retailer's website directly, or go to that bank that allegedly sent it to you, because they can put spam or malware on your computer and lock up your computer, hold it hostage for ransom. And if you think that doesn't happen, remember 4 or 5 years ago, the South Suburban Police Station had to pay the ransomware to get their police files back. So clicking on those links is not a good idea. And using AI, they use the ones for, you know, saying that they're your relative, that they're in trouble and need money. It's like what we call the grandparent scams in the old days. They're using that now to take somebody's voice. So we want all family members to have a code word for your loved one. So if they are in trouble, they can use that code word so you don't fall for any other type of scam that the AI people are using right now.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of BBB, with some great tips again. Thank you so much, Steve. Have a great week.
You too, Dave. Thank you so much.